إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu told us about a deal that He has done with us. Allah told us about a deal that He has done with us, about a transaction that has been completed. In Surah Al-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu has purchased, has bought from the believers in exchange for their wealth and their lives, Jannah. Allah said He has done a deal whereby Jannah has been given to the believers. Jannah has been given to the Muslims. And the price of this Jannah is our wealth and our lives. How much wealth and how much life? All the wealth, all the life. And in exchange for this, Allah said, deal has been done. Jannah is yours. This is in the nature of a transaction where the deal is done, but to collect what you have bought, you have to deliver the price. So the transaction is over, but you deliver the price, you get the product. So in this case, the thing that we have bought, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He has sold, is Jannah. So Jannah is ours, inshallah. We have bought it. It is ours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this to us, inshallah. But it is not a gift. It is not something that has been given free. It is something that has been purchased. And the price of that is wealth and life. All the wealth, all the life. Allah did not say part of the wealth, part of the life. All the wealth, all the life. Now what is the meaning of all the wealth, all the life? To understand this, we have to understand it in two ways. One is, all the wealth, all the life means spending all our life and all our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spending the life means shahadat fi sabilillah. Spending wealth is sadaqat, khairat, and spending the wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also means that when we spend our wealth and we spend our lives, meaning our time, that we do it in accordance with the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that also amounts to spending it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He, see this transaction, it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us something in exchange from Himself for something which belongs to Him. Now, if any transaction, if there are two parties, then the transaction is between what belongs to one party and what belongs to another party. You cannot have a transaction, you can't buy from me, you can't say I will buy this phone and you pay for it. Then how have you haven't bought it. I can give it to you free as a gift. But if you say no, it's a transaction. I am the owner of this phone, I bought this phone from you. If you bought the phone from me, then you have to give me money. He said, no, money also you give. So my money, I pay to myself. Ajib. It's not a, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And only Allah can do this. Our life and our wealth belongs to Allah anyway. The life and wealth in any case belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave it to us. We didn't buy it from somewhere. We didn't earn it from somewhere. Allah gave us life. Allah gave us health. He gave us, you know, all that we have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in exchange for what I have given you, I will give you some more. And that some more is Jannah. But you have to give this, what is in your hand. And that is the difficult part. That is the part which is tough. Because we have got used to living under this completely false impression that what we have belongs to us. So when we talk about giving it in the path of Allah, we think we are giving something which belongs to us. So it hurts. We don't like to give it. And if you understand that what we have in any case belongs to Allah, our money is not ours, our children are not ours, our wealth and property is not ours. All of this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us money to keep for some time and told us what to do with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us children to keep for some time and told us what to do with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us property and so on to keep for some time. It's not ours. In any case, it's not ours. But we got used to thinking about it as if it is ours. So then we don't understand that what Allah is promising us, Allah says this thing which in any case didn't belong to you, and in any case it is temporary, it is going to go away. You can't keep it. In exchange for that, I will give you something which is permanent, which has no limits, boundaryless, and which is forever. That will never be taken from you. Now, if you think about this deal, it's not a deal. I mean, this is like, alhamdulillah, you know, take whatever it is, because this Jannah is forever. Maulana Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to give this example. He used to say that the grandfather calls the grandson. Grandson is maybe 2 years old. So the grandfather calls the grandson, and he's got 2 grandsons. And the father, of course, comes along with them. And the grandfather has, in one hand, he has a jalebi, you know, the sweet. And in the other hand, he has a ring. He has his ring, which has a huge big diamond on it. So he asks the two grandsons, the two-year-old grandsons, he says, which one do you want? Before the grandsons can take or choose, the father says to the grandsons, take the ring. Take the ring. So now one grandson says, no, I want the jalebi. Because he understands the jalebi. You know what? He knows the jalebi. Jalebi meethi hai, jalebi garam hai, samne hai. Wo jalebi kya samajhta hai? Baap bolta hai, jalebi mat le, angothi le. Angothi le. हाँ तो लड़का पूछता अंगूठी क्यों बोलूँ तो बाप बोलता है अंगूठी में जलेबी है बोलता अंगूठी में जलेबी है बोलता अंगूठी में जलेबी सिर्फ जलेबी नहीं है जलेबी की पूरी दुकान है जलेबी बनाने का कारखाना है तो फादर सेज टेक दी रिंग तो सन सेज व्हाई शुड आई टेक द रिंग दिस जलेबी आई नो आई कैन ईट इट स्वीट आई लव इट द फादर सेज नो टेक द रिंग ही सेज व्हाई He says, in the ring is this jalebi. The sweet is inside the ring. And he says, not only is the sweet in the ring, but there is a whole factory to make these sweets in the ring. So, the ladke ko bolta hai, agar jalebi lega, to ek jalebi khayega. Angoti lega, to zindagi bhar jalebi khayega. If you take the sweet, you eat only one sweet. But if you take the ring, you will eat the sweet for the whole of your life. But now, this is the understanding between the father and the son. The father may be 35 years old, the son is 2 years old, that's 33 years of life experience. The father has learnt. So now one son decides, whatever this father is saying doesn't make sense. I cannot see any angoti, any jalebi inside this angoti and whatnot. So forget about this. I can see the jalebi, take the jalebi. So he takes the jalebi. Now the other son says, all right, I listen to the father. In any case, the jalebi is gone. So he's got the ring. And he says, I listen to my father. So he takes the ring. So now at that point in time, when one kid has the sweet and the other kid has the ring, who seems to be the winner? The one who's got the sweet. Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh bolte the, jalebi jisne liya, wo angoti wale ko angotha dikhata hai. तो उर्दू में बोले अंगूठी वाले को अंगूठा दिखाता क्योंकि उस वक्त जलेबी लिया अभी तो बोला मैंने तो जलेबी खा रहा हूँ मीठा है तेरे पास तो है नहीं वहीं से बाहर जाएगा जलेबी बेचेगा तो पूरी दुकान खरीदेगा और फिर जिंदगी भर जलेबी खाएगा सो इज टू से दैट द वन हु टेक्स द स्वीट एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम ही थम्स हिज नोज एट द अदर वन And he says, you are a fool. Why did you take this thing? That ring is hard, it's cold, you can't eat it. It's not sweet. Whereas, see my jalebi there, you know, it's beautiful, hot, lovely, sweet. But he says, when they go out of the room, then the one who has the ring will sell the ring and he will buy the whole shop. And he will eat that sweet for the rest of his life, whereas this fellow had only one sweet. Ta'ala Allah wa Amsar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any example that we give. We don't give an example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just to illustrate the issue, here is the issue of the Nabi saying that the Akhirah is forever. We have not seen the Akhirah, we have not seen Jannah, we have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity. We have seen a lot of Allah's generosity, but real generosity we haven't seen, because that's where in the Akhirah. So here is the Nabi saying, and the Nabi is not speaking from 33 years of life experience, the Nabi is speaking from the power and the knowledge of the Wahi. So here is the Nabi saying, don't settle for this, settle for that. This is a deal, transaction is over, don't fiddle with it, don't spoil it. Allah said, this I have bought. So when you have it, enjoy it, no problem, Allah has left it with you, but make sure you don't spend and you don't spend it, you don't do anything with it which Allah did not like. Because it is not yours. Somebody loaned you a car. He said, please, this car is mine. I will take it back. In this case, he is not even telling you, I will give you know, 10 cars. I just loaned you my car for a while. Now, when you drive that car, you will drive it much more carefully than you drive your own car, because you say, bhai, kisi dusre ki hai, kuch hua to musibat, I mean, apni gaadi se chalta. Somebody else's thing. And that is the way to look at this life and to look at what we have. Somebody else's, not doesn't belong to him. Already deal is done. Now, this orientation saves us from two major issues. Number one is, of course, saves us from sin, saves us from doing anything wrong and so on, because before we do anything, whether it is earning, whether it is spending, whether it is our children, our wealth, whatnot, we always think, is this according to the order of Allah? Because this thing belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I cannot do something with it which Allah has prohibited. How can I take my wealth and buy something haram? How can I take my wealth and do something haram? How can I earn from a wrong source? How can I spend in a wrong place? So, all of this saves us from all forms of evil and sin. Second thing is, it also saves us from all forms of worry and all forms of fear, because it is not mine. If I have it, alhamdulillah. If it goes, alhamdulillah. It was not mine to begin with. Whether it's life, whether it is wealth, whatever it is. If there is a loss, you don't feel bad, you don't feel depressed. Oh my God, I lost this. You didn't lose it. It was not yours in any case. How can you lose something which does not belong to you? So if it went, it went. When you had it, it was not yours. So when it goes, where is the question of loss? Where is the question of sadness? Because it was not mine. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajiun. Jiska hai usne liya. Whoever it belonged to, he took it. It was not mine to begin with. So this orientation, which is the actual reality, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bought this life and this wealth in exchange for Jannah, removes all stress from our life, removes all sadness from our life, removes all sense of loss from our life. There's no fear, there's no sadness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Jannah. All that we need to do is understand that what we have does not belong to us. Spend it and enjoy it, but in keeping with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of it. Allah did not stop us from enjoying our wealth. Alhamdulillah, no problem. It is given to you. Use it. But use it according to the orders of Allah. Don't try to use it according to your own wish, if the wish is against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the order of Allah and what is not the orders of Allah? Very simple, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever is according to the sunnah is according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is not in the sunnah is not according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bas. That is the simple formula for this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the simplicity and the beauty of this deen. and to help us to follow it, which is for our own benefit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have accepted this transaction, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way where this transaction will be true and will come true for us, and we will complete it when we meet Him. Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.